Fellow Sierra Leoneans, this is Dr. Sylvia Olainka Blyden, and today, Saturday, April 17th, 2021. This is my 21st audio in my ongoing series, where I talk to the people of Sierra Leone. This audio na audio 021. As una go remember, inside audio number 20, I mean talk am say we get for can discuss the last census results when at the 2015 census and the demarcation of Sierra Leone into constituencies them based on that census results there. And I tell una say, I can show una say, the party will benefit the most out of that 2015 census day, na the SLPP. Even though na APC maintain a power, but una they can see, say na SLPP na dem benefit out of the 2015 census and the demarcation where Umfa Ali Conte that 10 day mean do. Now, na 20 seats na in they add pantap the seats they were in the before. So they add 20 seats and the former 112 seats. So it now turned to 132 seats. Now, me people them, I want make una all go fem pen and paper. Una we able for fem pen and paper. And pandem pen and paper, pandem paper, yeah? I want make una draw three columns. Inside the first column, I want make una write all the districts of Sierra Leone, one after the other, start from Kailaun to Kenema to Kono, write the all Tego Dong. Then inside the second column, I want make una prepare for write how many constituencies that districts they may get in 2007 and 2012 elections. Then inside the last column, I want me kuna prepare for write how many seats for the 2018 elections that district they may get. So while suna go find pen and paper, I go advise suna say make una pause the audio at this point here. But una way sometimes una already get pen and paper near una, and I can continue for play the audio, and I will continue for explain forward. Fellow Sierra Leoneans, una go remember say na demi earlier audios, I may don't take me time for explain tell una say 1996 elections, we not be able to conduct them by constituencies because we not be get census figures. The same problem again, 2002, we not be able to conduct elections by constituency because we not get census figures who they use for divide Sierra Leone into constituencies. But fortunately, in the year 2004, the former president, the late His Excellency Dr. Ahmad Tijan Kabah, he may order for a census for be done. And based on that census result day, that's not the 2004 census results, based on that result day, they may able now for divide Sierra Leone into 112 constituencies. How then come about for decide say na 112 constituencies? Now, like I may don't tell una pandami other audio, say them don't decide under district block system for 2002 elections. Say each district, including the two na the western area, western urban and western rural, each of them forget 8 seats. So if you recall, I mean telling you how big districts like a Koidugu, big districts like a Tonkolili, big districts like a Bombali, they only get 8 members of parliament. Then big, small districts like a Bonf, small districts like a Moyamba, they all get 8 members of parliament, same way. So when you count the 12 districts plus the two in our western area, you get 14 electoral districts. Then each of them get 8 members of parliament. So the total give you 112 members of parliament for the 2002 elections. So when time reach now for make them use the census figures for divide the country for the 2007 elections, the parliament decide say now the same 112 seats na ingo day, but this time then go use the census figures for divide the country according to size. So big districts go get boku constituencies. Small districts go get small number of constituencies. So now so then take, they use the 2004 census figures for demarcate Sierra Leone into different constituencies for the 2007 elections. And that 112 day, now they use same way back again for the 2012 elections. So both in 2007 and again in 2012, Sierra Leone been divided based on the 2004 census figures into 112 constituencies. This very important for people then for no say. Now based on the 2004 census figures, now we produce the constituencies them for 2007 elections and 2012 elections. And now the SLPP government of President Tijan Kaba, now they mean conduct that 2004 census where we use for divide Sierra Leone. And out of that division day, in 2007, the APC win the highest number of seats out of that 2004 census. And again, in 2012 elections, where former President Ernest Nkrumah they go for re-elections, now the same 2004 census figures, now they use back again, per 112 constituencies again. And again, based on the 2004 census, where former SLPP government may conduct, the APC win the highest number of constituency seats them. This point very important for una for note. That based on a demarcation and based on a census that was done by the SLPP of late former President Tijan Kaba, the APC come and win the highest number of seats twice. Now, the 2004 census, I mean, give results say Sierra Leone get 4.9 million Sierra Leoneans. So now based on that 4.9 million Sierra Leoneans, 9 women divide the country into 112 constituencies. Now, from that 2004 census day, when they approach now for make we will get the 2018 elections, it mean clear say by law, we for call another census. So the former president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, he order another census for be held. And that other census day now, it give a new figure in Sierra Leone of over 7 million Sierra Leoneans. I repeat, 2004 census of Tijan Kaba says Salonge 4.9 million Sierra Leoneans, almost 5 million. 2015 census of Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma says Sierra Leone gets 7 million people there now, because obviously population they grow. So after that stretch of time there, more people don't come out the country, they don't born more picking them. So the population don't grow now to 7 million. So based on that grow, the population don't grow, parliament, and this is very important, not a president, they increase number of seats. Not a president, they increase number of constituencies. Now parliament. So parliament now take a decision, say, we will now have 132 members of parliament, increase from 112 members of parliament based on the census results of 2015, with former President Ernest Bai Koroma me order inside this country. Now, then numbers, then yawa they tell una, the 112 constituencies, which was increased to 132 constituencies. This now for the ordinary members of parliament. The paramount chief members of parliament, they not count panda number they at all. The 132 and the 112 now based on census figures, we divide the country into constituencies them. So the total number of members of parliament include paramount chiefs. But when we divide the country, we divide according to constituencies them. Now, with parliament saying that now they want extra 20 seats in parliament based on the 2015 population census results, it means to say then get for spread then 20 seats then they across the one whole Sierra Leone according to how the population increase na different areas them. So na so then take for add the 20 seats them across Sierra Leone. Una go agree with me say western area na the most heavily populated area. So we go expect say western area na then go get the highest number of that 20 seats there. And we they can look now at how they actually share the 20 seats them across Sierra Leone. And we go look according to how different districts them population may make them say for make them add more constituencies than they. Una go can find out say really no area not they will get any special advantage over the other area. No partner day where you go say the northern province get extra advantage over the southeastern province. But they can't look up properly. But before we go there, I want to remind you that say, I mean, I'm telling you that an earlier audio say, one of the greatest things them, where the APC of Ernest Michael Omah do na this country, now for redivide the northern province, so that them big districts them, where people them they punish because they need to get enough social service delivery, then divide them, and create two extra districts. So the biggest district we may get, it may name Koinadugu. President Koroma divide Koinadugu into two. The one part still named Koinadugu, the other part named Falaba. Then same way so back again, Potloko mean very big. And parts them in a Potloko way, they not mean they get no better social services delivery. So waiting President Koroma do, he take part of Potloko, he cut and come out, he come back na Bombali back way mean very big, he take part of Bombali, he cut and come out, then with one small part no more of Cambia. He take them three parts here, Potloko, part of Potloko, that small part of Cambia, and part of Bombali. He can join them all now and create a brand new district inside Sierra Leone, winning Kareni district. So what he end up they happen now, Bombali become smaller in size. Potloko also become smaller in size. So, usai other districts, the way they not divide, them in the add based on how the population grow, them in the add constituencies for them. Will they can find out, say, say like a Bombali, say like a Potloko, they not get no addition. So, look, I look inside there now. So, my people, them, I believe, say, we all for them set by now, all man for them get them paper and them pen. So let's go. Now, we start with Kailaun. Kailaun in the 2012 elections may get 8 seats after the demarcation. For 2018 elections, Kailaun increased to 10 seats. That's an addition of 2. Kenema, they may get 11 seats in 2012. 2018, now the same 11 seats, 9 they get. In other words, they not add, they not minus from Kenema. Kono, 2012, Kono may get 8 seats. 2018, Kono get 9 seats. It means to say, they add 1 seat for Kono. The next side where they go, na Bombali. Bombali in 2012, they may get 9 seats. In 2018, they get only 8 seats. So it means to say Bombali drop by 1 seat. We go to Cambia. Cambia in 2012, they may get 6 seats. 2018, still, they get the same 6 seats. They don't add, they don't minus. Koinadugu. Koinadugu in 2012, they may get 6 seats. Koinadugu in 2018, they only get 4 seats. We mean to say, they minus by 2 from Koinadugu. Potloko. Potloko may get 10 seats in 2012. 2018, Potloko get 10 seats. We mean to say, they not add, they not minus from Potloko. Tonkolili. Tonkolili mean get 8 seats. 2012. 2018, they increased Tonkolili to 10 seats. We mean to say, Tonkolili had 2 more extra seats. Bo in 2012, then get 11 seats. 2018, same 11 seats. We mean to say, they not add, they not minus from Bo. Bonth mean get 3 seats in 2012. 2018, Bonth get 4 seats. We mean to say, they add 1 more seat for Bonth. Moyamba mean get 6 seats 2012. 2018, Moyamba still get 6 seats. It means they not add, they not minus. Pujeun 2012, they mean get 5 seats. 2018, Pujeun get 6 seats. Now with the kind of western area. Western rural, that's a peninsula and mountain rural area, Regent, Gloucester, Charlotte, can ride down to Jue, all along Tombo, take on towards Godrich. Western rural, they may get 4 seats. 2012, 2018, Western rural get 8 seats. So you mean to say they increase by 4 seats. Western Urban, 2012, they may get 17 seats. 2018, they increase them to 20 seats. That means to say, Western Urban increase by 3 seats. Then me people them will get 2 brand new districts. We no mean they at all, 2012. But 2018, them in day. So, pa on a paper, on a go enter them. The one district named Falaba, 2012, of course, it will be 0 because there was no Falaba in 2012. 2018, Falaba get 4 seats. Now, Falaba, that district where them pull come out from the former Koinadugu district. So what this mean is that Koinadugu, as I'm telling you just now, they reduce them from 6 seats to 4 seats. So they reduce by 2. Then Falaba, instead of Falaba now get only 2 seats, Falaba now get 4 seats. Because they increase that area when I mean Koinadugu and Falaba together, mean get 6 seats. Now, when I don't pull Falaba out, Falaba get 4 seats, Koinadugu get 4 seats. Then the last district, the Kareni district. Of course, 2012 will not mean exist. But 2018, then create this new district, where they pull part of Potloko, then pull small part of Cambia, then they pull part of Bombali, then join them, then create a brand new district where they call Kareni district. Now, Kareni district get 5 seats. Now, my people, we they can look now at the numbers of the census for key districts that they can use for illustrate to una how SLPP benefit from that census and demarcation tremendously. And the benefit where SLPP benefit, not to just the numerical benefit as we can call them, not to just the numbers, not to just they increase the number of seats. Then benefit from something we will call geopolitics. Geopolitics. than in the geography of politics. I can show how SLPP benefit in terms of numbers and in terms of geopolitics. Now, let us start with Kailaun and Tonkolili. Before we then the census results for Kailaun for 2015, it shows that Kailaun gets almost 530,000 people then. Almost, not rich, but almost 530,000 people then. And it also shows a almost that same number day, nine Tonkolili self get. Tonkolili, they own themselves now 500, a little above 530,000 people then. So Tonkolili and Kailaun get same number of people, around 530,000 each district. Now, if I go back to our paper, we saw we the enter just now. We go see say Tonkolili and Kailaun, they all two may get 8 seats in 2012, but they increase the all two exactly by 2 seats. So Kailaun now no longer get 8 seats, now you get 10 seats. Tonkolili no longer get 8 seats, now himself get 10 seats. Now, the people them, would have benefit inside Kailaun and this extra 2 seats? Well, I will tell you now today. All the seats then at Kailaun, all 10 of them, none noted for APC. All 10 of them seats then there. Now, SLPP and SLPP picking there will contest as independent. I will repeat again. Kailaun, where they increase from 8 seats to 10 seats, all the 10 seats, APC no win none. Now, SLPP win all the 10 seats. Because even the two when are independent, the women can win, two of the constituency there, they all two na SLPP picking there, where they not give them the SLPP symbol, now they go contest independent. So all the 10 seats are to the benefit of the SLPP ideology. Not a single one of that seats then they na Kailaun, where SLPP, where APC benefits from. Not one. So the additional 2 seats na Kailaun na SLPP benefit. APC no gain no benefit yanda. Now look into Tonkolili. Tonkolili and Kailaun, as I tell you now, are almost the same numbers then. So they increase them by 2 seats. Well, guess what? In Tonkolili, 9 of the seats, APC winner, but the one more seat, because of the demarcation we then do, one particular part then separate them from the other part, then in a Bumbuna, then separate Bumbuna from one side we then call Sambaya Bendugu. And this Sambaya Bendugu, then get one popular man there then they call Musa Bendugu. When Musa Bendugu declare for SLPP, then Umfa Ali Conte then can demarcate Tonkolili so that Usai na Musa Bendugu in popularity area, they make her into one constituency for himself. Automatically, SLPP benefits because when the elections be, clearly, Musa Bendugu in area, SLPP win and then take one seat, not Tonkolili. So whereas in Kailaun, SLPP clear all team APC no get no seat, in Tonkolili, SLPP enter and collect a seat from inside Tonkolili, because of how they demarcate Tonkolili according to the 2015 census. So SLPPA will benefit from that extra 2 seats inside Tonkolili, then get one for themselves. The APC take the one, the SLPP take the other one. Now, let me come to Bombali and Kenema. Because I don't use the examples of Tonkolili and Kailaon because they're all two numbered and similar. So, let me come to Bombali and Kenema. Bombali and Kenema self, the census numbers then, they're very similar. A little over 600,000 each person, each district get. Bombali get 606,000 people. Kenema get 609,000 people. Small difference are the same 600,000, a little over 600,000. You can round that up to 610,000. But basically, the two districts are the same number. But if you look on a paper, when I don't write just now, una go see say Bombali, na 8 seats no more, na Bombali get in 2018. Whereas Kenema, with the same number, get 11 seats. La repeat again. Bombali get 8 seats with the same number. Kenema get 11 seats. Now, let's move go to Potloko. Potloko na in get the largest number of people na the 2015 census, Potloko district. Then get almost 620,000 people na Potloko district. But there was no increase in Potloko district. And I keep that in mind, there were the canal to Kambia and Pujeun. Now, Kambia and Pujeun get almost the same number of people in the census. So you go imagine, say, if Kambia and Pujeun get the same number, which is about 345,000 each district, then forget the same number of seats. But what thing can happen? Pujeun, they increase their own seat number by 1 from 5, so then go to 6. But Kambia, then keep them still at 6. They don't increase nothing for Kambia. Now, me people, them, I don't take me time explain some of them brief, a touch upon some of these brief points them deliberately because they can't do something now. We create a district where we call Kareni district in Sierra Leone. And Kareni district is make up of parts of Potloko, parts of Kambia, and parts of Bombali. So, usa we may expect, say, Bombali forget 11 seats, they only get 8 seats. It means to say that 3 seats we may suppose for them are Bombali, because Bombali and Kenema get the same population size. So, by right, if Kenema don't get 11 seats, Bombali say forget 11 seats. But the 3 seats they wait for the Bombali. Now then go now na this new district when in Kareni. Same way so for Potloko. Potloko gets the highest number by pass Kenema. So Potloko supposed to get more than 11. But Potloko only get 10 seats. Because the 2 seats for Potloko 9 go na the side we call Kareni district. So my people them, if you na look on a paper we go the front on a now on a right, una they find out say Absolutely no additional benefits not there in the northern province. Apart from that side where they call Falaba, where an additional 2 seats come out na Falaba. On a pay attention on this side. All the other side in the north, no extra advantage not there for them over the corresponding size of people of the districts in the southeast. No advantage. Apart from this side where they call Falaba. Now, this Falaba, as I tell you now, now I'm part of Koinadugu. And when you look the census figures for Koinadugu, you see say the census figures for Koinadugu similar to the census figures for Western Rural. So when you go by the numbers of people in a Western Rural and you compare them to the numbers of people in a Koinadugu, before they split Koinadugu into Koinadugu and Falaba, you will find out say they all two supposed to get the same number of seats, which is 8. So what can happen now when they split Koinadugu into Koinadugu and Falaba? Indeed, just like how inside Kailaun, they may add an additional 2 seats inside Kailaun. Inside Pujeon, they add an additional 1 seat. Inside Bonth, they add an additional 1 seat. Now, so the former Koinadugu, like they add additional 2 seats for Kailaun. Now, so they add additional 2 seats. Where the 2 seats now inside Falaba, you see now 4 seats for Falaba, 4 seats for Koinadugu. Now, my people, of course, that they assume say on the right, the numbers they are down. I want to know for Kanalo can look the results. We they start with Falaba and Koinadugu. Now, when I remember, say, the space when I'm in Koinadugu before, we then divide them so that it now be Koinadugu and Falaba. Falaban get 4 constituencies. Koinadugu get 4. Well, inside Falaba, because of how they divide the Falaba district, SLPP, because of the way the division go, it benefits the SLPP big time. So they like today, because of how they divide, the SLPP get 2 seats na Falaba. 2. Then win the one clean one. Na constituency 39. Then win a clean one na Falaba. Then after the election results don't come out, then petition the other one. Then get rerun day. Then win that day back again. Clean one. Because the way they demarcate the constituency then in Falaba, now to the benefit of the SLPP, with cultural and ethnic and political reasons, SLPP end up, they get 2 seats in Falaba. In the same way where they end up, they get that seat in Tonkolili. So now see the additional seats there. Where then they talk, say, oh, the additional seat there, and the APC just can't get there. No, on acceptance begins see now. The additional seats in the north, Koinadugu, which used to be 6, then divide them. It's no longer 6, now na 8, 4 Koinadugu, 4 Falaba. Then 2 additional seats then they, Uda win there. Now SLPP get the benefit of the 2 additional seats. Tonkolili, then put 2 additional seats na Tonkolili. Uda get the benefit. Now SLPP get the benefit for get 1 seat na Tonkolili. And then when they talk say the APC can give themselves boku boku extra seats them, no not so true. Because una self don't see, I don't call out the numbers them. Una say they see and clearly. Bombali and Kenema, they get the same population size. But because they don't pull part of Bombali, Komot, and Adam Pankareni, so Bombali now only 8 members of parliament they end up they get. So who side this advantage Komot when people yak in the talk about how APC, they don't get boku sits the way they can't give themselves behind this 2015 census? No. Very balanced and professionally done demarcation. And make a tell una that with demarcation day of 2015, I mean from the 2015 census, the demarcation where they do, it was to international standards. One of the best international demarcation people in the world, where United Nations rank top ranking, and they call her Dr. Lisa Handley. Now in Ghana, Sierra Leone, he work with NEC, he work with Paramount Chiefs, he work with civil society, he work with APC and SLPP. I go give you now one example for Moyamba. We APC member of parliament na Moyamba, Honorable Amadou Kanu. And the SLPP, my own sister, Honorable Veronica Rogers and Veronica Sise. They're all two hang heads and agree on how they for demarcate Moyamba. The young areas then, then constituency them. Me, now every day I can testify to that one day. So it was a collaboration between SLPP and APC members of parliament. Not to me, non kind thing when they try for making like say APC can impose members of parliament from people them. No. Not to true. But let we continue. When I don't see now clearly say, now the North, they not get no additional benefits to the APC. None at all. All the sitting, waiting Bombali loss, the number of seats they were then lost, where they not add seats there for them, where you look, you defend inside Kareni. Waiting put lock or loss, where they not add seats for put lock or where you look, you defend inside Kareni. Whereas, Pujeun, they add seats for Pujeun. And that seat there, na SLPP winner. Bonth, they add seats na Bonth. And then seat there, na SLPP back winner. Konoyon, of course, in very interesting as if for seat territory. So, I know you talk much about Kono. But Kailaun, the seats they were they add, na SLPP, na in Winam. So we don't see now clearly say, no advantage not the way APC benefit at all upon the census. No advantage. No advantage not the way APC benefit upon that 2015 census where they elect for talk, how APC, then can pack for themselves na the northern province. Not so true. Look at the numbers. And then compare the addition in the southeast. And compare the additional numbers of SLPP members of parliament where they benefit. Because of the way how they divide the demarcation. So international standards, who that benefit? Now SLPP. Now they benefit at Tonkolili. Now they benefit at Falaba. Not the APC. The APC now lost their loss. But let's turn out to the most interesting and sweetest side, the western area. Of course, I don't take my time, I don't show now how the SLPP finally able to get seats in the northern province at Tonkolili and Falaba because of this demarcation and this 2015 census. Now look, can watch western area. Where SIPP can elect for talk how APC just can't give themselves boku seats. We na hogwash. We na can't watch the real figures there now. Me people there. We na me the right. I mean tell una say. The Western Urban has 17 seats me. No so. Then I tell una say. When it comes 2018, after that 2015 census, they make an offer be 20 seats. That's an additional 3 seats, me people them. I repeat, now 17 seats me then a Western Urban, then this Freetown area, Freetown City. 17 seats now in there. After the census figures, they increase them to 20 seats. That's an additional 3 seats. Now, my people, who that benefit? Who that win 3 seats in the Western Freetown area? That the SLPP. And that take me time show now how. I will start with my own constituency, who say me day. Kokul Bay, Abadin Road. 2017-2012 elections, my constituency, Usai Ade, it mean combined with Abadin. So now me the one constituency, Usai Ade, take to Abadin Bridge, take go inside Abadin, all now me the one constituency. When the census figures then count, and then find out, say, we so boku, we don't boku, now this part of Western area. Now then say for divide into smaller constituencies. Well, my people, guess what happened? When then divide me constituencies are there. Then divide in the way, the SLPP me get a lot of sympathizers. Now, that other half part of my constituency within Abadin. Most of who know geopolitics will know say that Abadin area there. A lot of SLPP people then there. Then we don't also go get a lot of sympathizers after that small unfortunate incident of Tambakula, where they may go broke people then place them. So that entire part there of my constituencies are there. When they pull them from my own constituency, now they make a constituency of its own, automatically it give advantage to SLPP. And guess what happened? The SLPP win that part there of my constituency, whether we don't make a brand new constituency, only because of the demarcation. So SLPP na then win na Abadin. Usai mi de now across from the bridge na Abadin Road Kokube. Mi yon honorable Timbo na in win for APC. But that other half part where me if you mean they part of we, no way no day SLPP they win seats na this area. But just because of the 2015 census and the demarcation will come out of the 2015 census, then divide my constituency into two, and I so SLPP. Now, even I scrape and scrape manage win na project na Abadin. Not a better win on that. Then scrape, then just manage for win na Abadin by small margin. But the fact remains that if they not mean divide this my constituency into two, no way not the SIPP they win na Abadin. The exact same thing, I repeat again, na Godrich. Because of how the census go, then divide Godrich into two. And for reasons then were very interesting, one I will go into today. The part of Godrich, Usai, the APC chairman and leader, Dr. Anes Baikoma, in Austin at Godrich, when at the same way, so the APC deputy chairman and leader, Alhaji Honorable Minkailu Mansare in Ostede, when at the same way, so the APC Western Area chairman, Honorable Captain Patso, in Sefion Ost, at the same constituency day. Well, no, only part so in a different constituency. I will count to that side just now. But Honorable Minkailu Mansare and Honorable, I mean, His Excellency and His Baikoma, then host there, for strategic reasons, the SIPP na then win yander. Because when they divide the constituency, when they divide Godrich, the SIPP benefited from that division. They get a strategy where they use, where I'm not going to come talk about. But when they deploy that strategy, now that party of Godrich, imagine the chairman and leader also idea na Godrich, na SLPP win day because of how they divide the Godrich constituency. So if the 2015 census not mean divide Godrich, if the 2015 census not mean provide the numbers then they where they provide, we make neck decide for divide Godrich, SLPP not mean for ever win seat in Godrich. Same way, so look, and alumni, we say honorable tower win seat. And this nine at the constituency, we say honorable Patso, we am in the western area chairman for APC, nami Ion constituency dandy. The one I tell you, na just on a Godrich, we say SLPP beat APC. Na the constituency usai with national chairman Dr. Anesbai Kroma and Osna Godrich Day na SIPP win day. Usai with national deputy chairman and leader Alhaji Minkai Lumbansare in Os Day na SLPP win day. And then this one now usai with western area chairman Patso Minde na SIPP win day back na Lomli and Juba area na SIPP win day back. Yes, factors them in there, we myself know, we make honorable tower win that seat in a Godrich. Sorry, in a Lomli, we make honorable tower win the seat in a Lomli. But in addition to the factors them, we me know, we make honorable tower win a Lomli, then we divide that constituency day, it was no longer including certain parts them, where if they may include them on that constituency day, honorable tower, not the winyanda. But because of how the census come out to the advantage of the SLPP, when they demarcate Lomli away from Wilberforce, waiting end up they happen, it become beneficial to the SLPP. So my people, they waiting happen. The SIPP win 3 seats. But if that demarcation they normally be based on the 2015 census, me people, the SIPP now they win 1, they win half seats in Western area. So the party will benefit from the demarcation of the Western area, both the Western urban and the Western rural, now the SLPP. And as I round up now, make a show now what I mean by geopolitics. SIPP will all me know them say they're a Southeastern party. From 2007 election till 2012 election, wreck Southeast. Now they win no seats in Western area, they win no seats in Northern province. So they were a limited party. Whereas the APC was a national party, the APC Minge sits in the West, the South, the North, and the East. We had seats all over. Whereas the SLPP being only guest seats, now the South and the East. Nowhere else SLPP not get seats. From 2007, no seats, they not win the Western area. They manage win seats na Koinadugu 2007. They manage win seats na Cambia 2007. But that manage it by 2012. Not the clock themselves. So there was no SIPP in the North. There was no SIPP in the Western area. So they were a limited regional party. SIPP, I mean regional party, South and East. But the 2015 census and the manner in which they divide the constituencies of the 2018 elections, he end up they make SLPP not only gain more seats in the southeast. For example, then gain 2 seats na Kailang, then gain na Bonth, then gain na Pujeong. They not only gain na the southeast, but they able for come and gain na the north, na Falaba, then get 2 seats. Na Tonkolili, then get 1 seat. Because of how then divide the constituencies and create more seats where SLPP can benefit from. So when it comes on the geopolitics, where they make SIPP now, they knock their chest, then they bluff, say we're a national party, we get seats in a western area, we get seats in a free town, we get seats in a western rural, we get seats in a north. Why then they bluff so? Because of the 2015 census. And the way where they demarcated and created these extra seats because of the number of people, then where the census proves, say, these large number of people exist, so we need more seats. And then Umfa Alikai do the division in such a way that the SLPP benefits from then division and they. So my people, I don't take all my time today. For Shona, at the beginning of the audio, how we SLPP conduct census in 2004 under Tijankaba. The next 2 elections them, na APC win there. So it no matter that na SLPP conduct census, na APC still win and APC win massively the next 2 elections. And I also don't show na how when APC conduct census, would that benefit and get more seats and also become a national party rather than a regional party. Na the SLPP. This they show na say, you they do your census, God they doing work. So if anybody feel to say, census, na they can make e win elections, may go look Tijankaba in census, we end up with Anes Kuruma, they win 2 term. Then make you can look Anes Kuruma in census, we end up with Mother Bio and SLPP, then they win, and then they bluff now, say, then a national party. If I don't reach this point, I go stop now, yeah. And I go promise you, I say, in the next 24 hours, audio number 22, they come out. And audio number 22, if they can look at waiting, President Bio don't do then this year, where he don't summon parliament under the Sierra Leone constitution for meet on an emergency basis on Monday. Before that meeting day, they pull special audio on that issue day. Within the next 24 hours, audio number 22, they come out. But at this point, as I can always do, when I did done my audios, I go play the national anthem in tune. I did play the tune so that when you did listen the tune, when I did reflect on the words, where we did sing about the land that we love, our Sierra Leone. May God bless we all. Amen.